Foxy 107 104. I'm Sean Alexander. On the line, I have a very special guest, actor extraordinaire, my man, a political activist, Don Cheadle. How you doing, brother?
Doing very well. How are you?
Good, man.
Good.
So what's going on with you these days?
Well, you know, I'm just, I've been out in North Carolina back and forth these past couple months shooting Iron Man 3. And it just so happens that, you know, it's one of the battleground states for President Obama's re-election campaign. And, you know, I just want to energize the troops and make sure everybody gets out and you know, each one bring one and try to get people to the polls so that we can make sure that we get our president back in for another 4 years.
Now, Don, in your opinion, how important is it for us to keep the momentum that we had in the previous election going into this election?
Well, I think it's never been more important. I think we came out of a situation that was, you know, cataclysmic, and all of us sort of, you know, put our toes up to the brink, and some people actually have gone over the edge and really needed help getting back. And I think if you look at the policies that the president has put into place and those that it is his hope to continue to do so, is, you know, with the healthcare, and what we've seen with helping the auto industry come back and sector jobs, the energy bills that he's trying to introduce. I think he's, you know, deserving of a second term, and I feel like we're really going to see in the second term the fruits of his labors pay off in a very big way. It's very clear that there's a difference between he and Governor Romney.
So true.
President Obama's desire to get rid of the Bush tax cuts that are going to give the wealthiest among us more breaks and try to spread that around to those that need it the most. I think we see where he's trending, and I just think he needs the opportunity to continue to do that in another term.
I totally agree. Well, let me ask you this, man. I know you're in the Triangle, so where are you going to be at specifically here in the Triangle over the course of the next couple of days?
Well, I'm going to visit some barbershops. I'm going to go to a Platinum Cuts.
Okay.
Which is in Durham, actually.
Yes.
And then there's a field office, another field office in Durham on East Lakewood. I'm going to be going by there. Also, Raleigh, there's on East Morgan Street, 130 East Morgan Street, I'm coming by there. And then Joe's Diner in Durham. I'm also going to stop by there. Kind of a busy Saturday.
Saturday is going to be jumping for you, but I can't tell you how happy we are to have you in the Triangle and how happy I am to speak with you now to let everybody know, as you put it, energize the troops.
Yeah, get everybody out there, you know, everybody be your neighborhood captain and bring somebody to the polls. There's no reason that your car should be empty or just you be the only driver on the way there. You know, load up, get everybody there. Don't let the vote that our forefathers have fought and died for to just go
away.
You know, don't be disenfranchised. You know, make your voice heard. Take your opportunity to be a part of this process. Never more important than it is right now.
So true. Never more important.
Be aware that, you know, this weekend, the campaign is holding more than 4,200 events. You know, this election is just 100 days away. So we really need to focus this action and get this big push. And if you want more information on how to get involved in your neighborhood, you can go to www.barackobama.com/1 or nc.barackobama.com.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this afternoon, man. And I look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Thank you very much for having me.
Foxy 107 104.